The hearing that just wrapped up was over whether Kopanky of La Crosse and his staff failed to cooperate with open records requests filed by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Democrats wanted documents relating to two economic forums that they argue show Kopanky's staff used state resources to plan two campaign-related events. Kopanky admits he used some campaign funds for the events to save the state money, but it had nothing to do with his run for Congress, which he didn't officially announce until after the second forum. The Government Accountability Board also weighed in with its ruling, saying Kopanky shouldn't have used campaign funds, but he meant well. Dane County Judge Richard Neese said the party likely wouldn't have received public records from Kopanky's office without filing the lawsuit. David Hallbrooks is an attorney for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
The first question the judge has to ask is, did the Democratic Party prevail in this action? He indicated he believes that we did. The Attorney General had to concede it was almost certain that we did, but she still wanted a chance to make one last argument.
Hallbrooks says that argument will help establish how much the state of Wisconsin will have to pay the party and attorney's fees, actual damages, and punitive damages should it lose the case. Attorneys for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin now have documents from Kopanky's office and have subpoenaed for access to more, including phone records. Dan Kopanky chose not to comment for the story. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.